We're talking today with Mike Armitage. Mike, of course, you're one of our officers at Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and your annual meeting getting ready to kick off. In fact, some of the early things are already underway as we speak at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Mike, in your opinion, you've been in the cattle business for quite a few years. Why is it important for cattle producers to get together in this type of gathering?
Well, I think even more so than ever in today's environment, we need to join together, whatever organization it might be in pertaining to agriculture. The strength is in numbers. And again, as the OCA continues to grow, we've seen an increased growth this year, that the membership become more and more involved in developing policy that can be utilized to strengthen our position in agriculture.
Now, you know, obviously, a big topic of conversation at this meeting, I know, will be the hot, dry conditions, drought conditions. That has really taken a toll on our cattle business here in the state.
Yes, sir. It really has. And unlike a lot of other droughts in history in this region, we are blessed this time with a strong cattle market. The equity positions of a lot of these cattlemen has been not necessarily enhanced through the drought, but at least it has been able to maintain due to the strong markets and our cattle numbers nationwide.
I guess what that's made the decision maybe to go ahead and liquidate a few animals a lot easier for a lot of these guys.
Well, yes, sir. It's never easy to sell those young cows that we work so hard to develop in many of these commercial cow herds. But if there is a good time, it be now in terms of market value.
When we think about one of the things, of course, that's happened this week as we lead up to this OCA meeting, USDA has replied to Governor Fallon's request. 74 of the 77 counties in the state have been declared natural disaster counties. For producers, I know that there are some things that they can basically do now, are allowed to actually get a little bit of help from Uncle Sam on, that maybe will help him get through the next year or so.
Yes, sir. We hope so, because certainly with the present feed values and hay values and shortages thereof, where they're going to need all the help they can get. But also, I think one of the important things there are the IRS ruling that will enable these people to roll back into cattle in the next year or two without penalizing them in terms of the Internal Revenue Service.
Tell me, you know, your situation. You're in the northeastern part of the state. You've actually gotten a little more rain than some of your neighbors a little bit further west over the last few months. Still, it's awfully dry, right?
Yes, sir. It's extremely dry, particularly in the southern regions of the area that we ranch in the Okemo country, straight east of Oklahoma City. Extreme drought in that region in the McAllister area and south. But it is moving north, and that is having a large impact on our region also because, you know, even though we've had a pretty good spring, our hay production was only 30 to 50% of average, and the hay values have went out the roof in just the last 30 days.
When we think about, you know, these kind of situations, and as you mentioned, we've gone through some droughts before. You know, you talk about, well, I guess, the 80s, we had some drier weather several years in a row in the 50s that some people can think back on. It seems like we've always been able to have a fairly resilient ranch. We found a way to get through it.
Well, undoubtedly, you know, Oklahoma is made up of people that moved out here from the West, and those that have survived the 30s and the 80s and now the 2011 are people with great stamina and ability to hang on and very resilient folks as a large group. And we'll come out of, like any disaster or any stress, we'll come out of it stronger than ever.
For the OCA, I know that you're one of the officers. You're in the process. Obviously, you're going to be bringing in a new president before the end of this meeting. As Terry Force steps down, Mike Frye steps into the presidency of the president. Leadership of the OCA. You've got some awfully good folks that have gone through the leadership role through the chairs down through the years. I guess that's one of the strengths of the organization.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at Oklahoma, we have such a diverse group. Everyone from the feedlot industry, an extreme large number of livestock marketing people, but also the grassroots people that are the cow-calf people of this industry, and some of the strongest yearling operations also in the Osage. So it's a great mix of variety of producers within the beef industry, and for them to come together and pull the same direction is extremely important.